from Mordechai. May today's learning be as chutz with the neshama, sponsored by our rabbi and Mr. Jacob Tzvi Kovel. Okay, we are on top of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yechanan just told us, it was my colleague, Rabbi Yechanan and Rav. Rabbi Yechanan told us that Rabbi Yehuda, who said that a kayan owns his chalik that he receives in kachim, changed his mind. And Rav told us, no, he did not change his mind. Tabai is going to bring a brisa trying to prove that Rabbi Yechanan did change his mind. And again, as I introduced the brisa yesterday, the thrust of this brisa is that kachim cannot be exchanged carbon for carbon. When they split it, and again, I mentioned there are 24 mishmaris, 24 groups of kahanim, each one works one week. And in the week, there's a machloikus, how many families were split up? They were called bateav, 6 or 7. But everybody got his day. Let's forget Shabbos. That's the machloikus where the Shabbos had a separate bateav. But everybody got his day. And the rest of the week, they were on reserve call in case needed. But really, the work was supposed to be one day a week, once every 24 weeks. And then that night, or whenever the Aveda was over, they got together to split the kachim. When they split the kachim, they were supposed to split every carbon, not trade. And this is going to be the thrust of this brisa. Here we go, the Tanya.
Was it raw or was it cooked?
Raw, before they cooked it. Then each guy, each person, each kayan, processed it any way he wanted to. He could roast it. There's a mitzvah to eat it lamashcha, to eat it in a covered way, to roast it with mustard. That's the Gemara says, sli b'chardo. Yes, that's the chashuva way of eating meat. But whatever it is, each kayan had a choice of how he wanted to eat it. We are in the fourth line, Anun Gimel Amud Aleph, 53a, fourth line. Netanya. Minayin she'echokim menachas k'neged zvachim. How do I know that you can't say to some kahanim, we'll take the mincha, and you take the zvachim? Talmud Leimer, b'chol mincha she'to'avim betaner. It's a long pasuk there. We're going to be bringing a lot of extra words in that pasuk. The pasuk says, b'chol mincha she'to'avim betaner, b'chol nasim b'macheshes, v'yal machvas. Right? And b'chol mincha b'lulu b'ashemim v'chareva, there's a lot of extra words there. You could have just said, Kol mincha, the Kol b'nei Aaron tia. Why does it say, Kol mincha, mafei taner? And then say, Kol nasa b'macheshes. And then say, Kol nasa b'machlas. And then say, Kol mincha b'lulu b'shemen. Just say, Kol mincha. That includes every mincha. You don't have to specify all the minchas in this pasuk. All it's saying is, Kol b'nei Aaron tia ishkachav. They should split it. Why specify? So each extra words are going to be teaching that you, because of its extra words, different things that I cannot trade with each other. So the first thing is, you can't trade a mincha for an animal. They're totally two separate kabbalas. They're processed differently. And therefore, the Tzaddik is saying, no, you can't trade them. The chol b'nei aren't here. Period. That tells me you can't trade a mincha for a zevach, because they have no connection. Even a poor person never jumps from not bringing an animal to bringing a mincha. He goes from an animal to a bird, and sometimes from a bird to a mincha, but never does it go directly from an animal to a mincha. The Torah never said a mincha substitutes for an animal. The Torah said a bird substitutes for an animal, by carbon oil and iron, and sometimes the tyrant said a mincha substitutes for the bird, but never goes straight from an animal to a bird, so they're really different. But maybe birds and menachas can be split. You take the birds, we take the menachas, and have different kahanim split it up. They do have a connection because minchas replace the birds. It's talking about minchas there, but it's extra words. And again, at the end of the pasuk, it says the chol b'nei Aaron tia. Yachol ve'echal k'menachas k'neged ayves. Shalolo minei damim, valolo minei k'machim. One's blood and one's flour, so it's a different type of carbon. Aviyachal k'ayves k'neged zvachim. But how about birds and animals? Shalolo valolo minei damim. Those are both blood that goes on the mizbeach, so maybe the carbons are close enough that you can split them up. You take the birds, we take the animals. Talmud Leimer al Machvas, extra word. Yachulu yichal koyves keneged zochim shalolu maseyim biyad shalolu maseyim bekli. The process differently. Birds are killed by hand with malika, and shechita is done for animals. Av yichal ko menachas keneged menachas. But menachas, different menachas, maybe you can split up. You take the machesheses, and I'll take the machleses. Shalolu valolu maseyim biyad. They both have kmitza. Again, the extra words. And by the way, a machlas is a frying pan and a macheshes is a deep fry. There were two kinds of minchas. One was done in a deep fry, which was more oily, because the oil didn't get burnt up right away. And one was done in a regular frying pan, where the oil gets burnt up right away, so it was harder. So that's a different kind of mincha. Shizu maseim rachim, the macheshes is soft, and the one does in machlas comes out harder. But maybe you could split the same type of mincha. They're exactly the same. So what happens to be Reuven's, and what happens to be Shimon's, and what happens to be Levi's? But it doesn't make a difference. It's the same mincha. Either both are kashim or both are rakim. Talmud loy b'vachareva. Chol mincha b'lulu v'ashem b'vachareva. Dry mincha. Right? Again, extra word, not because chareva has anything to do with macheshes and machlas. It's the extra word that tells me the chol b'nei arantia. So it tells me you cannot split one carbon with the other carbon. Yachol v'yachal ka b'katshe kadashim. So fine, all these extra words told us that when it comes to katshe kadashim, no splitting one carbon with the other carbon. Av'yachal ka b'katshe kalim. But how about chasa v'shaik, that they get from shlamim and taida and different, right? Maybe that they can trade. You guys take these chazim v'shaiks, we'll take these chazim v'shaiks. Talmud Leimar Ishka Achiv, Chol B'nei Aranti Ishka Achiv, the Samach Le, and the next words are Imal Taida. To tell me that the Ishka Achiv goes on Taida as well. Shem Shei Chokim B'Kachim Kalim, Kachim Kedoshim, Kachim Chokim B'Kachim Kalim. Just like they don't split Kachim Kedoshim, they don't split Kachim Kalim. Period. The Brisa continues. Ish ka'achiv, ish ka'alik afil ba'almum. To tell me that a kayan, even though he can't serve because he's a ba'almum, but he still belonged to a mishmer, and he still belonged to a beisav, and he was kept busy doing other kinds of work. Skinning the animals, making sure that the wood doesn't have any worms on it, the one that's used for mizbeach. Ve'ein ha'katn ka'alik afil ba'almum. And a katan does not get a share, even if he's 100% complete, meaning when he gets older, he'll be able to do avayda. But at this point, he's a katan, he doesn't get it. That's the end of this brisa. Stam Sifra Mani Rabbi Yehuda. Who is the author of the Sifra? Usually Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Just like Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. And he's saying, the lesba din chalut l'klau. And he's not allowing any trade-offs. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said, Kadesh Bechalka is Mukadeshes, which belongs to the guy. And here he's saying, no trades. If it belongs to him, why can't he trade? Mami, not that he changed his mind. That's the riot, Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind. Because in Sifra, he says the other way. So Rabbi Yochanan told us that Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind. Dr. Abaya, I have a Raya, because I have a Sifra. And the Sifra is written by Rabbi Yehuda. But there he says, no trades, which means it doesn't belong to the kayan, it's just a right to eat. Because if it belonged to him, why can't he trade it? He keep him a kaddish a woman with it. It's his. There it is. Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind. It proves Rabbi Yochanan right. Mistabra, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi, who says he didn't change his mind, will be left with the fact that, now, it's not a 100% proof, because there are brises in Sifra that Rabbi Yehuda did not say. But the regular brises in Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. That's the assumption. That's the working assumption. Based on that, Rabbi Yehuda is saying not like his opinion in the other brisa. So it makes sense that he changed his mind. Yes, doctor?
How do we know which came first?
I knew that would be your question. And the answer is, it's Mistabra, Rabbi Yehuda. It makes sense that he went that way. Rabbi Yochanan is telling us a story that Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind. So, Rabbi Tabaya, it makes sense because the Sifra goes that way, and that's Rabbi Yehuda. So why shouldn't we say Rabbi Yochanan's way instead of saying Rav's way that he used to agree? Now you're saying a new thing in Rav, which Rav never said. That once upon a time he agreed and then changed his mind for a machloikas. That's not what Rav said. Rav said they always argued. Rashi. Dr. Rashi.
One other question. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda not only write the anonymous prices, but didn't he also redact the
prices? I don't know. I know what the difference is, but I don't know. Sifra is a list of prices. On Vayikra, Bamidbar Tvarim. The Sifra of Vayikra is called Sifra de Meirav, but it's under Rabbi Yehuda's auspices. All those prices are off, meaning the Stam, again. I don't know if he redacted it. I think others redacted it, but it does make a difference. Basically, they worked off a template. And in the Mishnayos, Rebbe used Reb Meir's Mishnayos as his basis and added to it. And in the Sifra, they used Reb Yehuda's Sifra and added to it. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Kvasid Reb Yechanan Mistabra, third line from the top. The Chazah by Reb Yehuda. Shein Chol Kemenachas Keneged Tzvachim, Kefi Damim, according to the value. Like Rashi's trying to say, why in the world would anybody take a milk instead of an animal? Like, one costs a lot more. There it says, Kfi Damim, according to the value, claim it, two atom mincha, vani chaz v'sheik, v'basu chatas v'asham. Same value, meaning you'll get 10 minchas and I'll get one animal, whatever the money value is. Kol mincha, mashma shibim mincha, atma yichal kukul b'nei aron. In the very mincha, they should split up. Yachol lohitzeh kosev shalichal kumanochas k'neged zvachim. But I did nice and it's logical. We never find that minchas replace animals directly. The requirement of Yairid, which means rich people bring more and poor people bring less, may be on the Eifas Tachas Behema. The replacement for the animal is birds, yes.
If we look at the psukim, I mean, he brings the Torah, or brings both psukim, Pasuk Tess and Yud. The first Pasuk, and he's connecting them both, first Pasuk ends with, what do we do with those words? It has to go to that coin that was makrev.
I don't know.
Both the mice in the end, Chol Bnei Aaron is connecting everything to the next word.
Right. Zvachim, haylu behem atun nizvicha besakim. Zvachim are shechted with a knife. Avichal kumenachas kineged chatas ha'ayv. Sharekamu takteim bedalos. There, the mincha does replace the bird. Chsid b'metamei migdash. By the aveira of going into the base of migdash b'shaygig when one is tamei. Or b'shmias karl. Or by swearing falsely. B'mloy sasig yodu l'shtei tayrim. Maybe it's kabon ha'shachot ha'siri se'ifa. If he can't afford birds, he brings a mincha. Chol nasim b'macheshe z'cho b'nei arantiyah. The kula kra yisayrin inu. These are all extra psukim. The matzil l'mirktiv kol mincha l'chol b'nei arantia. Lamalei l'fushi kol b'nei menachas. Why did it have to say all kinds of menachas? Tamad l'mer b'am machvas. Im'eina inyin l'menachas k'neged zvachim. She'eina minon. We already said the menachas can't be split with zvachim. T'ha'v inyin l'zvachim v'oifas. Yachol amir takos v'shle yichal k'oifas k'neged zvachim. But didn't Eisen, there's a logic to it. Shaibis Masem Biyad Malika Bitsipiran, Malika is done with the nail, as Vacham Masem Bikli, Besakin. Machmas and Macheshis, Kalim Hoyab and Migdash, these were Kalim in the base of Migdash, Cholam and Nochas, Hanikmatsus, Tunis, Luk Shemin. So Rashi tells us they had the same amount of oil. All Minchas at Kemitza needed a Luk Shemin. Machmas Safa Veina Muka. Machmas is shallow, not deep. It's wide and shallow. Hasaylus mispashet bekuloi. Flour spreads. V'or seyre v'shamna. And the fire burns up the oil right away. L'fichach v'aseim kashim. It ends up being a hard kind of matzah. U'macheshes amuka. Macheshes is deeper. V'eina ar seyre v'shamen. And it doesn't burn up the oil right away. V'shenivla v'oy v'yachalos. It gets absorbed in the flour, in the thickness of the flour, because it doesn't spread, it's not as wide as the machvas is. L'fichach maseim rakin, they are softer. I'm finishing the Rashi. Avi yechalku machvas k'neged machvas. Tul alti chelki b'minchas ruven. you take my chelik in Milchas Ruvain, then he had to chalka chum in Milchas Shimon. Lo yechalku karbon kenegit chaveri bekatchim kadoshim kum in Milcha. Av yechalku karbon kenegit chaveri bekatchim kalim. The islu schia begavayo, maybe they own the kachim kalim, the yocholim kachalka bekarbon zebesh volzeb. And he can barter. I'll take this, you take this, we'll sell each other our chelik. Ishka achiv, that's right, lemute katan, filibamum, Rashi says, why are they entitled to a chelik? Because they used to take the worms out of the wood, used to skin the animals, cut the animals up for the eilas, and shecht the animals. They were allowed to shecht. Sifra, teres kahanim. V'hod b'teres kahanim, Isa. This price is in teres kahanim. Alma lesbo didn't dear shar chalukas b'ledomim. Don't let him split by the value of the money. Shemina mina de la b'maynahu. Ela mishochen gevaya d'zachi. Ezeichem mishochen gevaya. So we see Rabbi Yehuda saying the other way. So it makes sense that he changed his mind. Yes, doctor.
Must it be translated that the oil got burnt up? Because if that was true, it'd be inedible. I would say the shallow ones are at a lower temperature, and the oil is absorbed. And the deep fry is at a higher temperature.
The machlas is not the deep fry.
But the oil does not. If the oil was on fire, the bread would be inedible.
Again, I'm not even going to get into it because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Where was this heated up by the way?
In Dazara.
No.
In Dazara.
Steel like an oven or a stove?
They had a tanner, yeah. Well, they had a tanner, but they have a stove for a machlas or machleshes. They had mafi tanner to bake in an oven. This is all in the Azara.
So these are on top, like a stove top.
Yeah, this was like a stove, a keli on top, correct. I don't know if they have a stove or they had a fire and a tripod holding it. I don't know. Yes, Rabbi Cohn.
Just because you can't trade it, what's the right that means you don't own it? The Torah is saying, don't, but you're making a disgrace. Not this. Yeah, you say this isn't a business deal here.
Okay, again, let's step back. In the first bride survey, Yehuda said, L'chol tzarchecha, whatever you need, I can give it to a woman for kedushin. I can buy a piece of land with it. I can do whatever I need with my kacha kedushin. It's mine. It's my money, and therefore I can use it to acquire other things. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Then here Rabbi Yehuda says, I can't even trade it for another carbon. So you tell me how those two jive.
If you use it for personal...
Rabbi Yehuda said, L'chol tzarchecha. Whatever way you want to translate L'chol tzarchecha, it's going to be using it for something else.
Once you get your chelik, you can do what you want. When it comes to chalukah, the
again, the Torah is saying you cannot trade, which means you can't take the chelik and trade it.
But once it's nachlak and you have your piece, what do you have to do with it?
Again, if I'm allowed to trade, what difference should it make whether I trade one place or trade the other place? Dr. Gemara Weiter. Frech the Gemara. Amar Rava, Karav, we like Tanya. Don't we have a Bryson like Rav? Meaning you're right. You have a Bryson, the Sifra, that says Rabbi changed his mind. Well, I have another Bryson, Sifra, that says he didn't change his mind. So once I have the other Bryson, how do I know which one to go with? One of them is obviously not Rabbi Yehuda. So there go, meaning if not, there's a contradiction in Sifra. Karav, me like Tanya. The Tanya. Okay, now let me explain this. By Lechem Aponim, when Shimon HaTzadik was alive, there was a bracha in the Lechem Aponim, according to many Mepharshim, it's Machlokes, but I'm picking some Mepharshim, both in Echus and in Kamus, meaning both in quantity and in quality. When they split it, everybody got bigger shares. It was the bracha of the Lechem Aponim. And whatever they got was very filling. So it was worthwhile for every kayan to take his piece of lechem upon him. It was a meal. He filled up on it. When Shimon HaTzadik died, all of a sudden, that bracha was gone. And the lechem upon him became 12 breads, loaves of bread, to be split up, and the lechem upon him was split up in two mishmaris. Forget about two bateyav. Two mishmaris. Everybody in the mishmar gets a piece of lechem upon him. Of both mishmaris, the incoming and the outgoing, because on Shabbos there was the change of mishmaris. There's a lot of kahanim splitting lechem upon him. So the most a person could get is the size of a bean. That's the most they could get. The tznuim, those who weren't so, I don't know what word to use, article uses what for tznuim?
Civilized.
Who? Civilized? Okay. Civilized. I don't think it means, I think it's more than civilized. But more civilized. They used to not take a piece of lechem upon them. They didn't take it. And they refused to take it because, A, it didn't fill them, and B, it was a very small piece. It is a mitzvah achilas kachem. This is machlekes rishayim. Some rishayim hold there's no mitzvah for me to eat kachem, but to see that it's eaten. Some hold it is a mitzvah to eat kachem, but it's only exayas. This is less than exayas. So there's no mitzvah achilas kachem, so they held back. That's new and
maish chenes yideyim.
Is it the
bylaw?
It's a fact.
No, no, it's new and maish compared to a regular person?
That's what it seems to say, yes. Bagar gargonim, what does he call them? Gluttons. Again, I don't like either of the two words, but I don't have better words. Chalkin. They used to split the lechem upon them. That means that not everybody took a share. The tznuim, the meaning they split it. Split it sounds like, the Gemara understands, that split it sounds like that they traded. That's how the Gemara understood the word chalkin. Because it seems to say that they traded. You take more lechem upon him, I'll take something else. That's how the Gemara understands the word chokim. Therefore, that sounds that it's tradable. Zok the Gemara, no. My chokim chokim. Chokim means they grabbed the chelik of the tznuim. Since the tznuim weren't taking, the non-tznuim, which Archko will call the less civilized, used to grab the other chelik. So therefore, it doesn't prove that it's tradable. It proves that it was left around and these guys grabbed it. Each guy person got a share. The tznuim got their share. They didn't take it. So others grabbed it. Now, how do I know that this thing kind of thing happened? The Gemara gives us an extreme. K'diktani Sefer. Ma'isa be'echad shechotam chelka v'chelik chaveray. There was a story of one who grabbed his share and his friend's share, Taisa says, he was even better. Not only did he grab the tznuim share, he grabbed one of the gargonim share. He just grabbed. And they used to call him the stealer. Chamsa means somebody that steals. Ben Chamsa is just distressing. Doesn't mean his father was a galuf. It's a way of saying, like a ben taira. Like it's part of his makeup. So he died. He was called, you know, the galuf. He had a galuf there. Right, that's the raya, that's what happened. They didn't split and trade. They grabbed, that's all they did. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Hatznuim Vaishkim Yedeim Imenu. Gabi Lechem Aponim Tanya, this is my Lechem Aponim. Arbom Shana Shishim Shishim HaTzadik. The 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik served, Nishtalka Balocha Balechem Aponim. There was a broken Lechem Aponim. Chol Kain HaMagia Kzayas, and every Kain who got a Kzayas, Yesh Eichel V'Sava, some ate and filled up. Yes, Eichel Lemeiser. Some couldn't even finish it. There was a curse in the lechem upon him. Not, I don't want to say curse, but lack of bracha. You know, it became like regular, no more bracha. The kol kain amagia could pull, and only kainim got the size of a bean. Hatznuim meishchem midei bimenu lemahanu lumidi. It didn't do anything for them. There was no reason for them to go take this little piece of lechem upon them. The mitzvah of achilas kachim wasn't there. It was less than exayas. There was no gain of filling up on it. The little bean, and it didn't have any bracha to it. Hagagonim chokim. Because how could I think? We now think. The high chokim lav little chokim agiyakamar. Doesn't mean get his share. Even the shtal, Kiva the Nishtalka by Me'er Kapul and by Chazi. Why would they split and take this little part? I mean, they might be less civilized, but we're talking about a bean. Elochokin derech iloi. Must be they split it by monetary value. Menia chokin lechaveroi. Menoito chokin connected by Malkamachar. He told his friend, listen, I'll give you my bean, and you'll give me something else later on. Alma isbud din chaluka. Ba'korkoch are Rabbi Yehuda. I remember whom this must be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishani loylam ember din chaluka. No. My chokim chokim a gear comer. The chokim means they got their own share. If he wasn't happy with that, he grabbed somebody else's. Tosfos speaks out. He grabbed the tznuim's. It said that the mishmer entering got their parts in the north, and the mishmer leaving got it in the south. It means their part they were entitled to. At that point, it was still a bracha, so everybody took. After a while, a lot of people didn't take. And the Gemara's answer is, they didn't split it. They split it evenly. But the Tznuim didn't take. This is how Tosfos understands it. And the non-Tznuim, I want to finish the next piece of Gemara, the non-Tznuim grabbed the Tznuim share. One person, Tosfos speaks out, he was even better than that. He grabbed other people's share because he wanted to fill up on the Lechem Abonim, didn't care that it didn't belong to him. So they named him Mr. Ganav, and that's what he was called on Yom Ha'isa. I'm a rabbi by Rav Shila Mycroft. Where do we see that the word chaymetz means stealing? The pasuk says, Elikai, paltaini miyad Rasha, save me from the hands of the Rasha, mikaf from the palm, ma'avel from one who does wrong, the chaymetz from one who steals. Rabbi Amar Mahacha, limdu heitev, learn well, dirshu mishpat, search the judgment, meaning make sure you judge well, ashru chametz, give power to the victim of Exela. Chametz is the victim of the Chametz. And therefore, we see Chametz means Exela. Zotrashi, the Mikra, the Chamtsam, Loshan Chamtsam, that it comes from stealing. Ashru Chametz, Hekziku Yad Hanigzal, La'atzila Miyad Oishkai. Strengthen the hand of the victim to save him from the perpetrator. Yes, Doctor.
I apologize for going off on the side, but did you see any of the commentators talk about whether or not someone who ate a bean-sized piece of the lechem panim was obligated to benching? Because you've got a divergence between two concepts of the occult and the sabata. I mean,
I didn't see anybody talk about it. My guess is you wouldn't bench. I'm benching biblically, meaning he's the sabata. But nobody was surveyor from the pool. They were surveyor from the gzayas. Tabashi stresses, in the time of Shimon HaTzadik, they got gzayas and were full. After Shimon HaTzadik, they got a pool and it didn't fill them.
Yeah,
so why would they bench?
No, I'm talking about before Shimon HaTzadik.
Well, the gzayas filled them, so why shouldn't they bench?
Because they're eating less than
the gzayas. No, they're not. I mean, yes, Eichel Meiser. The one who left over, I don't know what he did.
So when a person eats... During this, was it 40 years or recent?
40 years.
Okay, so that means this, the bracha, that you're full, right?
It seems in the Achrayim to Shaila, whether there were two brachas or one bracha. From Rashi's Mashma, there were two brachas. They got a bigger share, and it filled them.
It filled them. Now, when they go now, that's a lechem panim, right? Now, they still have rights to the korbanim.
Absolutely.
Okay. You're not allowed to eat if you're full. They're eating the basara.
It's not. You mean why isn't it achila gasa?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah.
I don't think it was achila gasa. Maybe they ate the lechem upon them at 9 o'clock at night, and ate the chatas at 12 o'clock at night for a midnight snack. I don't know. I wasn't there. By the way, they didn't have to wait till 9 o'clock at night. They could have done it. The carbon tumid was over by, especially on Shabbos, by 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And they had till the next morning. They had a lot of time to eat a lot of kachel. Also, right, exactly. And by the way, not every kohen got a chelik. The only ones that got a chelik were, if you learn that Shabbos had its own base av, there were very few kachem on Shabbos. No nedarim and nedavos. No chatos and hashamos. The only carbon that were brought was Kabbalah Sibur, Most of them were eyeless. Right. The Kabbalahs and Shabbos, all of them together, were Shnei Kvasim and Eshana Tamimim. That's Oilus Shabbos B'Shabbat. It was all Oilus. There was no meat to split up. There was no Chattas on Shabbos.
And there are no Nedavos?
Not on Shabbos.
This
is the Musafim. Two Kvasim for Musaf and two Kvasim for Tamid, and they're all Oilus. The Kohen got the skin.
No meat.
No meat. So all they split was the lechem upon him on my Shabbos.
Out of the
yes,
out of the 12, didn't a bunch go to the Kohen Gadol? Anyway, there's only a little bit.
If he wanted, he had a right to take up to half. But that doesn't mean he did that every week. That's the sugya in Yuma. How much did Kohen Gadol allow to take for himself?
I guess
we
filled you up even a little bit.
And
I don't really need 6 loaves of it.
Right. No matter how many climb the
word, that's what it sounds like from Rashi.
And it was an ace.
Again, even though Rashi does not say every kohen got exayas, Rashi says the whole kohen hamagiyai exayas. That got exayas. But nobody got a bigger share than anybody else. That means Rashi seems to be saying that it was very possible for people to get exayas of lechem upon him. Now, there were 12 loaves of bread. That's all there were. I don't know how many kahanim split it up.
So, what does it mean, Chol Kohen Hamagil? That's what was bothering me. What does that mean?
I don't know. Meaning, I understood it, every kohen that got exayas, which is saying that every kohen did get exayas.
I didn't read it like that, but...
Again, no kohen got more than anybody else.
Chol Hamagil... In other words, whoever deserves it or not.
You know, there's no such thing. Everybody got an equal share. So, Megillah means he got.
He reached it.
He reached Exias.
Oh.
Okay.
When it was only a bean's worth, does it sound like this much more fun? Or the whole, the ruffle was
it due? Seems to be a Shiloh. Again. I understood it seems to be a machloekes achrayim that there was a double bracha in Shimon HaTzadik's days. Quantity and quality. Echos and kamos. The lechem apanim just got bigger. It was part of the nates of lechem apanim, which was the whole thing of lechem apanim was an nates.
This wasn't like the mud, right? Where?
And I never tasted mud, nor did I taste lechem apanim.
I'm talking about it filled you. No matter what you
no matter how much you took.
No matter how big you were. Or how much you took, right?
No, you never. But mud means you took more, you didn't get more, it just shrunk.
Those of you took less.
It grew.
That's what this is speaking here also.
No, it's not saying it grew in common. It's saying, when they split it, this is what every kohen got.
What?
Not that it grew into exayas when he got it. Everybody got exayas. There was enough exayas for everybody.
We don't. You don't.
The mom was a nace. No matter how much you took, and no matter how little you took, you walked home, you looked, you had an eimer. Which is an asira seifa.
Wasn't this also a
nace?
Because there
are
so many
kahanim. Of course this was a nace, but it was a different nace than his nace. Amon's nace was not that you filled up on less. Amon's nace was that it grew, that you came home, and you checked your bucket, or whatever you put it into, and you had an eimer. You didn't take an eimer, but you walked home, there was an eimer there. It's a different name. I'm not belittling nates about here. I'm not about to do that. I'm trying to say it's not the same thing. That's all. You were supposed to go pick a nightmare. Some people picked more. Some people picked less. Zuck to Tyra, it didn't make a difference. They each got a nightmare.
The one was all the same size.
Yeah, I wasn't there. I'm just telling you what the Tyra says. By Yukutu Hamarba Bamamit. Some took more, some took less.
More pieces of... More.
Exactly. But when they got home, each one had an eimer.
Yeah, so the nace here was... They're not enough, because I said...
I said, there was a bracha in the...
Yeah, it's very similar.
If you want it to be similar, I'll say it's similar. No, what I'm trying to say is, if somebody took less than Exias, it didn't turn into Exias. That's what I'm trying to say. He got Exias. There was a nate that the way enough to say some.
Right.
Not that he got a half Exias and walked over to his house and all of a sudden he grew into Exias. By month, that's what happened. That's what this doesn't say it about here. I don't know. Doesn't say by Kachim they didn't go to the bathroom. Could be it's not saying somewhere. Doesn't say it here, it's all saying.
It didn't say that it's filled you, right?
Here it says it filled you. Yes, I go with Sabbath, yes, I go with Meister.
Mine also filled.
No.
I assume the mum filled you. Why would Hashem tell you something that doesn't fill you? That's the Gemara right. Meister Sheni, Bein B'Shagig, Bein B'Mezid, Lo Kiddush, Nibber Remeir. And we explained that. According to Remeir, you don't own Meister Sheni. Meister Sheni is Mum and Gevoya. Therefore, if you do Kedushim with it, it doesn't work. If you do Eimer Shagig, Lo Kiddush, and the Gemara is going to explain why, Mezid Kiddush is yours. If you give the woman Meister Sheni, and she is aware, and you're aware, it's a good Kedushim. It's your money. Frek the Gemara Menani Mili. Where did Remeir learn that Meister Sheni doesn't belong to you? Where do he see that in the Torah? Let me explain. You have grain. You separate the Meister Sheni from your grain. Where does it say that all of a sudden the Meister Sheni grain doesn't belong to you? All it says is, take it to Yerushalayim and eat it. Who says that means you don't own it?
This is being done in Yerushalayim?
No, it's being done in Bnei Brak.
Okay, and?
She'll take it to Yerushalayim.
Oh, she has to take it.
Again, but Ramirez says it doesn't work as Kedushin. It doesn't belong to you.
I'm saying it's only Meister, even if it
belonged
to you.
That's true. We'll talk about that later. At this point, we're talking Ramirez. He says Meister Sheni doesn't belong to you. Where did he know that from? That's all we want to know. Zok to Gemara, Vachabay to Rav, Mishmei to Gemara. Vachabay Rav said in the name of Gemara, Zok to Rashi, what does Mishmei to Gemara mean? Kach nikva be Gemara, this had been established in the Messiah. V'shkura be people in the Beis Medrash. And people in the Beis Medrash knew this. This was a common knowledge. What was common knowledge? It says in the Pasuk, V'chomaser ha'aretz, mizera ha'aretz, mipriyaitz. All miser of the land, from the seed of the land, and from the fruit, Lashem hu kaidish. Lashem hu kaidish Lashem. So we say, Lashem hu belongs to Hashem, belongs to the kaidish Baisha. It's not your money. Rashi? No Rashi. In fact, the Gemara, Hari Trumas Miser, the Chsiv, Mekain Tarimu Gamatem Trumas Hashem. When the miser gives, the Levi gives 10% of his Meiser Rishon. This is not Meiser Sheni, right? A Yid separates Meiser Rishon, gives it to the Levi. That belongs to the Levi. Now the Levi gives 10% of that to the Kayin. That's called Trumas Meiser. Says the same thing there. Kain Torimu Gamatem Trumas Hashem. So it sounds like it belongs to Hashem. Tanana Mekanis Mekruma Mekadeshis. The Mishnah says later on it belongs to the Kayin. It says the same Hashem. Why by Meiser do you say it with Meir that it belongs to Hashem? And why by Truma don't you say that? So the Gemara looks to be Lashem. By Meiser it says Lashem. It goes to Hashem. Truma Hashem means Truma of Hashem, not that it belongs to him. In fact, the Gemara about Chala. Chala is a kind of Truma. It's given from dough. The Chsibba Titnu Lashem. Utanam Kadesh, but Truma is Mekudeshes, which includes Chala. So the Gemara looks at Be'kaidesh. A Meister says Kaidesh Lashem. Be'chala just says Titnu Lashem. It doesn't mean that it belongs to Hashem. It means give it because Hashem wants you to give it. Let's catch up with Rashi. The Rashi like Siv Lashem. Ma'amet Shetei Shaloi. But Trumas Hashem Shetziva Lahu. Trumas Hashem just means Hashem commanded. Right? Chala, Tanam Kaidesh B'Trumas, called Trumas Mashma. Chala Nami Trumahi. Chala is also called Truma Dechsiv Rachis Ares Yasechem. Titnu Lashem Truma. Zok to Gemara. And the answer is it doesn't say Kaidish. Vari Shvias, Perishmita. The Sibba Yavahu Kaidish Tia Lachem. Utanan says the word Kaidish. I'm a Kaidish with Perishvias Mukadeshas. Right? We had that in the Mishnah before. He gave the five ladies Perish Rias. So it's simply Lashem. It just says Kaidish. It doesn't say Lashem. Vare Truma, they'll say Kaidish Yisrael Lashem, raises to one side. Yisrael is Kaidish Hashem, like Truma. Utanah Makadish Betruma Makadeshis. And there it says Kaidish and it says Lashem. So the Gemara will be Yisrael. If it's not talking about Truma, it's saying Yidden or Kaidish Lashem. Rashi. Don't Rashi, not a Makadish Perish Rias. Tani said before, Shashvias I said, Amrucham ain't Akis Mukadashis, Anachias Mukadashis, the Nachias were Mukadashis. Ubi Yisrael Ksiv, Behem Kruyim, Kledis Hashem. They are called Kledis Hashem. Shrek the Gemara, Velah Memele Shamet Mina, but there's an analogy in the Pasik. Yisrael is Kledis Hashem like Rachis Tavasa. That means whatever is Yisrael is true by Truma. And by Yisrael it says, Kodesh Lashem, we belong to Hashem. We belong to Hashem, that means Reishis Tevuasa belongs to Hashem. Rashi, I'm a male, Shamim, now bit me a question. But if Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tevuasa, Ketruma Heim Loi. We are like Truma. Ushmami na Truma Hami Havi Kodesh Lashem. And for the Gemara, Turgum and Ravin Saba, Kamedarav, the older Ravin, translated, answered in front of Rav, a Mekrochu. By Meister it says, Mizer Lashem, Hu Kodesh Lashem. Next to word, Hu. A Mekrochu, by the Yasa Yehei, it belongs to Hashem. Whereas by Truma it says Kodesh Lashem, but it doesn't say Hu. Therefore it doesn't mean it belongs to Hashem.
Baba Yasa means while it's...
with always, all its status. Rashi Amakraga b'maisa Lashem hu, b'abiyasi lehe Lashem. In its being, it belongs to Hashem. Okay. So now we know where Rameir got the Meiser Shani's Mama Gavaya. Now we move on to understand Rabbi Huda by Meiser. And Rameir by Hegdish, who says, Bein b'shagig, bein b'mezid, the woman is not Mekudeshes.
This is Ben Kabayas, Taimon?
Ben Kabayas, correct. Right, the Mishnah said, Maitre Shani, we understood Rameir very well. He holds it doesn't belong to you. Therefore, Ben Meshagig, Ben Meshagig, like Kiddush, doesn't belong to you. Rabbi Huda said, Ben Meshagig, Kiddush, belongs to you. You did it, it's okay, no, nothing wrong. Meshagig, like Kiddush, why? You gave the woman Maitre Shani money by mistake. But you gave her money. Why isn't she Mekudeshes?
What is the show getting here?
That you didn't know it was Meister when you gave it to her.
Both parties didn't know?
Both parties didn't know.
Sorry?
Both parties didn't know.
If one knew, that was not enough either.
If one doesn't know, we'll see later on. And then, the Mishnah said the next case. By Hegdish, the mayor said, the Mezid Kiddush, because it goes to Chulin, but Meshagig like Kiddush. Why? And Rabbi Yehuda says the exact opposite. Meshagig Kiddush, Memezid like Kiddush. So Rabbi Yehuda makes sense that Meshagig goes to Chulim. Memezid it doesn't go to Chulim, therefore it belongs to Hegdish. But Rabbi Meir by Hegdish needs explanation. Why Meshagig like Kiddush? So Rabbi Meila goes to Chulim, so why is like Kiddush? Zakti Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yaakov. So Rabbi Yaakov said, Shamat Minad Rabbi Yechanan Tarti. I heard explanation from Rabbi Yechanan on two parts of the Mishnah. I can tell you both things he said, but I don't know which one goes on what. I heard the reason of Shigigis Maisid Rabbi Yehuda. I heard him explain why Rabbi Yehuda holds Meshagig by Meister it doesn't work. And I heard him say, why Shigig is Hegdish to Rameir? Why by Rameir, Hegdish Meshagig doesn't work? Meaning, we have two people in the Mishnah that said Meshagig something doesn't work. Rabbi Yehuda by Meister, which we don't understand why, Meister belongs to you. And Rameir by Hegdish. Why by Hegdish Meshagig doesn't work? Shouldn't it go at L'chulim? And that Me'ila makes it go to Chulim. That means she got something. Should be a good Kedushin. So I heard Rabbi Yechanan explain both of them, but he said two things, and I don't know which one goes on what. Because each one can go on both. So I don't know which one he meant for Meiser, and which one he meant for Hegdish. Rashi. Dr. Rashi showed up and Rabbi Yochanan Tarti. Time of the Matarti, Bob of the Masis. And I heard him, the reason for both cases of the Mishnah. The Tanim Baba Shaykh were Kiddush. I heard him say, Shaykh is my Silur Mayor, Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, Meister Mom and Hedge too. Am I Beshagi Lord Kiddush? If Meister belongs to you, why doesn't it work? Beshagi is Hegdish nor Mayor. Even the Islam remains at Kiddush, Shagi might not. Why should Hegdish not work Beshagi? Ushneyem Ainish Miskadesh is Mel. Shamut Minar Rabbi Yechel in time of the Tarti Baba the Masnison, the Iri Beshlagas, I heard the reason both. The Tani Tarti Tanadi Dumbatavayu Ainish Miskadesh is Mel. I heard him go on the reason why both of them are not miskadeshes. But I don't know which one went on which one. Back to the Gemara. Shneim yinis the miskadeshes, man. Chodel of Hishenisha writes up. One is, because the woman would never have agreed had she known. The Chodel of Hishen Shneim writes up. And in one of the cases, neither would have agreed. Rabbi Yochanan said, on one of the two cases, either Meiser B'Shegig or Hegdish B'Shegig, had the woman known it was Meiser or known it was Hegdish, she would have never agreed to accept this Kedushin. It's a Mekach Tos. She didn't know. Had she known, no way she would have agreed to this Kedushin. The Meiser she knew, so she accepted it. B'Shegig she didn't know.
Who's Meiser? Are we talking about the man's
Meiser? Both. Meiser means you are aware. I'm not talking about Averis now.
I understand, but both are aware.
Yes. And in the second case, Rabbi Yochanan said, both wouldn't want the Kedushin to work. Neither him or her would want the Kedushin. Not that you need that, but Rabbi Yochanan said, in one of these two cases, neither party would have done it had they been aware. Now, he didn't, I don't know which one is going on Meiser and which one is going on Hegdish. One of them, the man doesn't care. The woman cares. And one of them, the man doesn't care, the woman, only the woman, the man doesn't care, cares also. That will stop here with the thing you mentioned.